this Shabbos was designated around the world as the Shabbos across America to educate people who don't know about Shabbos, to invite them over for Shabbos. But I think there's something that we have to educate the people who observe Shabbos. You know, this is the first short Shabbos. And, you know, now it's very early. And a lot of times people get stuck in traffic jams and they end up driving on Shabbos. And any time you put your foot on the pedal when you drive a car, that's an issa d'oraisa of Havara. Because when the gas goes into the fire, that's an issa d'oraisa. So people, you know, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos, means, v'shamru means, the aviv shomer as HaDover. You have to anticipate the Shabbos. So that means you have to make sure, if you're going away, like some explained, you're going away for Shabbos, you have to give a lot of time. Because, you know, like, once we were going away for our family, we were going not so long, and there was a big jam on the FDR drive, and we weren't going to make it. I told my wife, the most important thing, we have to park the car before sunset. Because once sunset is Chil Shabbos, like the Rambam says, you have to look at Shabbos like a special guest is coming, and you're waiting for his arrival. So you have to make sure to leave early, so you shouldn't come to Chil Shabbos. The Shomru Bnei Yisrael, you have to anticipate the Shabbos. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, when you come home after davening, you kaddish miyad. You're supposed to make kiddush right away. And the Shulchan Aruch says you can't even drink water. Normally you can drink water before davening. But you can't drink water, the Shulchan Aruch says, before kiddush, because you can't postpone, because the guest is here. The Shabbos is the guest. You're drinking water, you're it's not nice. You're keeping the guest waiting in the waiting room. He's here. You have to mikadish miyad. You can't have conversations. You mikadish miyad. You have to make kiddush right away. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains why there's a prohibition even to have water before kiddush. You have to make kiddush miyad, and we should. So the people that observe Shabbos also should make sure that they're this or this then, to make sure to leave early. That it shouldn't come to kill Shabbos, especially in these weeks now that we start Shabbos very, very early.